Hi there. Do you know what kindness is?
I learned about kindness from God's Word, the Bible.
In the book of Jeremiah, there's a very kind man there that I would like you to know. He's my friend. I've learned about Ebed-Melech. Jeremiah was a friend of God, too. Jeremiah had a job to do. He was to tell the people, turn away from your sin. This city has a very wicked king. Turn away from being bad. Come back to God. The king didn't want Jeremiah telling the people this. The king got upset when Jeremiah would talk about God. And Jeremiah was not afraid of the king. He went right to the king and said, turn away from your sin. But Ebed-Melech saw what Jeremiah was doing. Ebed-Melech was a kind man, and he watched. And the king didn't want to hear Jeremiah. So his friend said, I know what let's do. Let's throw Jeremiah in a pit. And in this pit was water and mud. And the king said, I don't want to hear him anymore. Throw him in there. And they did. And Jeremiah stuck in the water and the mud. And it was cold in there. Ebed-Melech saw what the king did. And he went to the king and said, that's not right. I saw what you did to Jeremiah, who's trying to tell you about God. He is wet, and he's cold, and he's hungry, and he will die if you leave him in that pit. The king said, my friends threw him in there. Take 20 men, or 30 men, and go pull him out. Ebed-Melech didn't need 30 men to pull Jeremiah out of the pit. He could do it himself. He went to the pit, and he looked down at Jeremiah, cold and wet in that pit. And Jeremiah looked up and saw Ebed-Melech and thought, that's the most beautiful face I've ever seen. It's the face of someone who cares. His face is not the same color as mine, but he cares about me. And Ebed-Melech did care about Jeremiah. And he looked down and he said, I'll need a rope to pull Jeremiah out. And I don't want Jeremiah to get rope burns. So I'll go to the king's house and I'll get rags to put under Jeremiah's arms. Jeremiah, I'll help you get out. I'm going to get rags. So Ebed-Melech went to the king's house and got rags and said, put them under your arms, Jeremiah, and tie this rope around, and I'll pull you out. Kindness is caring whether you have rope burns or not. Have you ever burned yourself with a rope sliding down a tree or jumping on a swing? Rope burns hurt. Ebed-Melech knew this, and he was a kind man and said, I don't want that to happen to Jeremiah. I care about him. So Ebed-Melech pulled Jeremiah out of that pit, and Jeremiah was so glad to get out. So glad somebody was kind. So glad somebody cared. Ebed-Melech cared. And Jeremiah still had a job to do. He went back and told the king, you are a wicked king. God said, I will destroy this city if you do not straighten up and repent of your sins and turn back to God. The king wouldn't listen. So God let the king have plenty of time to obey him, but he would not. Jeremiah went to the king again and said, God's going to destroy this city if you don't turn back to God. And the king wouldn't listen. And God told Jeremiah, I'm going to destroy the city. But first, there's someone I want you to go see. I know the kindness of Ebed-Melech. Go tell Ebed-Melech, I know your good deeds. I know that you are kind and that you care. And I will see that you are safe when the city is destroyed. I'll take all the evil away, but you'll be all right. God sees our goodness. God cares whether we're kind.
Ebed-Melech was kind. God took care of him. Jeremiah loved God, and God took care of Jeremiah. God sees the evil, and God sees the good. And God takes care of those who love him. And kindness is like Ebed-Melech. God wants us to be kind. That's why he gives us this story about Ebed-Melech, to show us what kindness is. I love Ebed-Melech. I want to be kind like him. Don't you want to be kind too?
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.